Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a 50-year-long story. And I really like the story a lot, partly because I'm in the story. And the story goes like this. I received an email a few days ago from somebody who I really don't remember, hardly, sort of. And he writes the email like this. Yaakov Karp, I am Aaron Dov. Now, aside from the very short time that we spent together at Teferes Bechorim Yeshiva in Morristown, New Jersey, this, by the way, was a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. That means a yeshiva for men who didn't have a chance to go to yeshiva at the time that most people go to yeshiva. I was actually 23 at the time. I don't remember how old Aaron Dov was. I don't even really remember him. Sometimes there'd be people in their 30s or even older. But in any case, you get the idea. A Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. It was called Teferes Bechorim, and Aaron Dov writes, and more recently, we met during Hakafas at B'nai Reuven in Chicago. This is a Chabad shul in Chicago where I sometimes go to visit because I have family there. I have two married children there. And apparently we were both there 1 year for Hakafas a few years ago. But besides that, our most recent interaction came about 3 years ago. I was about to undergo major surgery. I remember this fellow is probably in his 70s, like me. Maybe 60s, maybe 80s. And this surgery, he writes, had the possibility of my not surviving. Chas v'sholom. Now, something had been bothering me all these years from when I was in Morristown. I had visited the local doctor as a student, and I was waiting to be seen. It was probably for free. This was a doctor that probably did a favor for the yeshiva and saw the bacharim for free. And I snitched a children's book, which I was enchanted with, from the waiting room. So here's a student that, whatever, he picked up a book. It was a very cute, beautiful book. And his evil inclination got the best of him, unfortunately. And he stole it. Now, before going through this potentially life-threatening procedure, this surgery, I wanted to admit my avera, my sin, and ask for forgiveness from that doctor. Remember now, this is 40-something years later. So I spoke to Rabbi Wolf. Rabbi Wolf is one of the rabbis in B'nai Reuven in Chicago. And he thought that you might have some helpful information because he knew that I had been a student in Morristown, New Jersey at Yeshiva Teferes Bechorim. And so he gave me your contact info. You, in turn, Aaron Dov writes to me, you gave me a phone number. I don't exactly recall the whole sequence, but one call led to another until I reached the daughter of the doctor who I'd seen. Just to explain, I think I remember that what I did was I contacted the alumni group from the yeshiva. And this is a group of alumni, people that went to the yeshiva many years ago, and they keep in touch. So I put up there, I posted on there, does anybody know the name of the doctor that used to treat the bacharim? And somebody said, this is his name. So, whatever, I got the name and I got the number that it was, and gave it to this fellow, Aaron Dov. Finally, he says, I did reach the daughter of the doctor. She was very nice. She probably laughed at the whole idea. I'm sure she could hardly believe that someone was carrying around such a small memory for so long. But since her father was not alive anymore, she said that she would forgive me as a substitute for her father. And I think, if I remember, he writes that we decided that I would give tzedakah in place of repaying her father. Okay, so that's what I did. At the time you asked me, Aaron Dov writes to me, to let you know how things turned out for me. The thought that I owed you a response has come to me many times. And just earlier this week, I actually put something on the living room table. And I decided that I would not put it away until I called you. Finally, this morning, as I was listening to a class on Chabad.org from Sefer Mitzvahs, from the book of Mitzvahs by the Rambam, which talked about Nedarim, about promises and vows, I knew that today I had to call you. I had to do the job. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm not calling you, but I'm texting you. And I am in good health, Baruch Hashem. I'm missing a number of organs now from the surgery. But every 6 months, I go for a scan, a checkup, blood work, and it shows no sign of cancer in my body. Baruch Hashem. Apparently, the surgery was to remove cancer, and after some years, Baruch Hashem, no cancer. I have put the stolen book adventure to rest. I took care of that. And now, I'm even putting my intention to share all this with you to rest as well. I hope you and yours are well, and he ends the letter. So what's the lesson from this story? I don't know. I guess there's a few lessons. One is not to steal. And although it's very admirable, of course, that he finally did get in touch with the doctor and, you know, take care of it, but seemingly another lesson is to try to do such things right away. On the other hand, it's never too late. It's never too late. Like Pesach Sheni, it's never too late. 40-something years later, it's definitely not too late to do tshuva. And Hashem helped him. He got in touch with the daughter of the doctor who had already passed away. And she gave him a way to be forgiven. And I'm sure that Hashem forgave him. I'm sure that her father's soul would definitely forgive him. And then we see that Baruch Hashem, things turned out well. And as he puts it, very positively, he says, I'm missing a few organs, but Baruch Hashem, I'm doing okay. I think also one of the lessons from the story is the great importance of doing a favor for another Jew. For me, it was very easy. I just went online and got a phone number and gave it to him, but it helped. It helped. It gave him a way to do the tshuva that he had to do. As the Baal Shem Tov said, a Jewish soul comes down to this world, lives 70, 80 years, hopefully 120 years, hopefully eternally. Those are my words. The Baal Shem Tov just said 70 or 80 years. Even to do one favor for one Jew. So we have to have our favor eyes open, constantly aware of this important idea to do a favor for another person. Could be a little favor, could be a big favor. Could be a favor for one person, could be a favor for 1,000 people. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have the internet, we have podcasts, we can teach people across the globe. And believe me, if you're listening to this podcast, you have Torah which you can share with the world. And I really encourage you to not just listen to my podcast, but to make your own podcast. If you are listening to this podcast, you can make a podcast too. As the Rebbe famously said, if you know Aleph, teach Aleph. If you know Beis, teach Beis. And perhaps your teaching of another person, an Aleph or a Beis, or a story or an insight, will be the final straw which will tip the scale and bring the Geula. May it happen immediately. And let us all put extra effort into learning more Torah, doing more mitzvahs, because this definitely helps our brothers and sisters in Israel to be protected, and also it helps the Army and the Navy and the Shin Bet and the Air Force and everybody who is risking their life, Chas V'Shalom, to defeat our enemies and to defeat the enemies, really, of the entire world. May it happen immediately with the coming of the Geula. Immediately now. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.